It is the same song. That's Tupac and Digital Underground. But this is Dave and Newbie doing the show CCN 20. We're back. We're not hiding. We're right here. I'm Dave Sherapin, Sports BK Can Sing. And with me, Dan Alexander at Newbie Talks. Noobs, it's playoff time.
Oh, yeah.
You know what that means. Oh, how are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling good. I got the Joel Embiid shirt on, man. But we'll talk about it. There's one member of the crew that is auspiciously absent, even though his team is in the playoffs hosting the 76ers. And because I'm so angry about that, Dave, I don't think we can talk basketball at the top. I think we got to push basketball playoffs, NBA playoffs, to the back of the ledger, because I can't. I'm so pissed at Anthony right now. I can't even do it.
He's not here. He's Tony Anisi.
Oh, shocker. Shocker.
Yeah. So we could just get that bet out of the way.
All right. Cash the no, that one.
It's gigantic. It's, the no is almost as big as the Celtics against the Heat in the first round.
And
minus,
you know,
8,000.
Cash.
Minus 8,000.
That's like the dudes in the fucking sports book that just bet no overtime in the Super Bowl. It's minus 4 billion, but it's still value on it. It should actually be minus 8 billion. Always lay Yanitzi no on the show. It's going to cash more than it doesn't. Yeah.
For those of you that listen to the show, thank you again. We got a couple of reviews the last time we did a show. It's been far too long. We got busy. Newbie's dog sitting, Winnie. And if Anthony talks bad about Winnie anymore, I'm going to have to come to New York.
He always talks shit on the dog. Literally the cutest dog in the world. Whenever I'm out walking Winnie, there will literally be pet owners walking their dog that says, that's the cutest animal I've ever seen in my life. And their dog looks back and I'm like, what the fuck? I'm standing right here. What are you doing?
Like the dog knows, like, yeah, this is what happens though. That's good news. And they're probably looking back like at Yanitzi going, the kid's scared. Like he don't want to show up on the show. And it's I don't know why.
That's what, because he's
got
just
home
like
court advantage.
Well, but he's just like the tribal chief. You know, he's all talk. And then when it comes down to it, you're going to lose to the Philly kid. You're going to lose to Cody Rhodes in the cell. So he embodies the tribal chief. He's all talk. He's all bravado. When it comes down to it, he's losing the belt. That's what it comes down to.
That's pretty simple. Yeah. And again, for the guys that listen, and the girls that listen, thank you very much for doing so. We appreciate you. We're sorry we've been away for a little bit. Things travel.
Not that sorry.
You know, my wife had a medical procedure. I got like a convalescent home here. Newbie stayed here. He understands that, you know, we got grandma, pap, everybody's there, still coughing up a lung over there. I got this one here taking care of her. And kids are busy. So I apologize. Newbie's dog sitting, taking care of Winnie. And Yanitzi's just retired. I don't know where he's at. But
Yanitzi is, I hate to say it, I hate to use these kind of terms, Dave, but it's a CC late night edition. Yanitzi's being a little bit of a bitch. I said it.
Bitches, we're back. Okay. We're back to do the show. Let's get some hockey. CC at 20. We'll keep it tight. We'll keep it moving. All right. I'm going to ask you a question or two just to get a quick thought. I know you've been doing the stuff with the wager talk and listening to all the shows and listening to all the people. And I mean, let's just rip the Band-Aid off. Sunday, the Rangers host the Capitals. It's the biggest line of all the games in game one, other than the Islanders hosting playing at Carolina. Sorry, Carolina's hosting the Islanders on Saturday. So I don't know. I think Carolina wins it in five. I think the Rangers win it in five. Those are the what do you call that when you win a seven game series in five? What's the term?
The gentleman's sweep.
Gentleman's sweep.
Yeah, Rangers gonna cook up the Caps. Caps, you know, they kind of got in on the back end of. Weren't the Caps like a benefactor, not so much a casualty of the Flyers eliminating three teams in 30 seconds by pulling their goalie in regulation, which I get,
tie game.
But they had to. It was either you were cooked or you were fucked either way. You know what I mean?
Correct.
But then they took out themselves. They took out the Red Wings. Everybody was pissed at Philly that night. Yeah. I think Rangers, that's, you know, if you're going to parlay your series prices, Rangers win the series. And then the other one that you were chatting about there.
Carolina over the Islanders. Crush
them. Yeah. Yeah.
Although that one may go six. That one I think the Islanders are going to be a little competitive. That one's not a challenge. You might get an overtime game in there.
Yeah.
You know, something like that.
The barking dog for me, though, Dave. It ain't the Islanders. The East? It's on the other side of Saturday's card. I think Toronto is finally winning that series. I think Toronto is beating the bees. I hate to say it, but I mean, I feel like the anti-Toronto sentiment comes from the fact that they're Toronto and they always fucking choke, but they are the better team in this series.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I do the other show with Peralt in the Bostonian versus the book.
He's probably slurping the bees.
Oh, it's just nonstop. Yeah. I mean, it is true. We had Cam Stewart on today, and Cam's a Toronto guy. We'd love to give him the business, you know, and he's pretty he thinks this might be the year that they can be – the Bruins can be had again in the first round.
Yes.
Florida got him last year. Toronto gets him this year. But there's a saying in Toronto or around Toronto that the leaves fall in the spring in Toronto. That's pretty actually pretty funny, the leaves fall in the spring because they always do. But historical data out the window. This is going to be a hell of a series.
Yep.
This is going to be a lot of back and forth. And the Bruins are a one-line team. This is true. Pastrnak is Pasta's unbelievable. But if they don't score,
it's a damn good
on
line.
A power play. Yeah. That's going to be a tough game or a tough series. So game one, I think Toronto can get them maybe in game one. I think it's going to be close 2-2, 3-3, maybe overtime. All right. That's Saturday night. Carolina wins. Now the other series in the East is an absolute war. It's down in Florida. Friend of the show, Joe Ranieri, down there in Miami. We know a lot of people in Miami. They're hosting Tampa Bay. Noobs, even the winner of this series is going to be worse for the wear. Yep. I think this is going to be
the beat up
battle, right?
This is the beat up seven games, six games, absolute minimum. You might even see, typically in the playoffs, you don't see people dropping fists to cuffs. I mean, this is the battle for Florida. So the Florida men are going to be out in full force. I like the dog in game one. I like the dog for the series. I think the pedigree is going to be the difference maker in this one. Lightning live.
That's I can see that. Now, Florida got all the way to Stanley Cup Finals last year.
Yes.
And was beat up by the time they got there, lost to the Knights. This is going to be one of those series that I'm not saying the winner of this series is going to lose the next series, but, man, it's going to be tough. And if it's Tampa, again, Tampa's already got the label of the team that nobody wants to play in the playoffs in the East. That's for sure. So it's going to be good.
Unders I'm excited galore. About it. Unders galore in that series. Unders galore.
You think so?
I think so. I don't think, you know, you just set it and forget it, but I think you already see, you know, there's been some money for the under, which maybe makes you want to swoop in on the other way, say, fuck you sharp guys and your bag bullshit. I just think that recent form, you know what I mean? You think of the Lightning, you think of the Panthers, you think lots of fucking goals, but recent form heading into the playoffs, it's been a little tough. And then, you know, these are teams that kind of have, because they're in-state, have a little rivalry, maybe pull on the stick a little too tight. You're hitting, you're pushing a little too much. And sometimes I think that translates into some unders. I'm not betting under in game one, though, so I kind of talking out of two sides of my
This is good. All right, let's switch it over to the West. Some interesting series, maybe not to everybody, but to hockey fans, like a Nashville-Vancouver series. Mm. Price is not that high. There's a big discernible difference around town here in Vegas and in books from, you know, East Coast, West Coast. Vancouver's around a 160 to 150 favorite, some places as low as 130 in others. I think this is a knockdown, drag-out series myself. I think it's going six or seven, and I wouldn't be surprised by either team winning. Now, the other series in the West that I think is like this involves another U.S. team and another Canadian team, Colorado and Winnipeg. Now, a lot of people are ready to punch Colorado's ticket right to the Western Conference Finals, let alone the Stanley Cup Finals. I'm not sure they get by Winnipeg, dudes. Yeah. This is going to be a hell of a series, too.
Yeah, I don't get why people are already anointing them, because I think in that series, I get it. I know I love the Avalanche. If the Avalanche do drop, The Jets, I think, are the sleeper team to make a run. Right? Maybe not at hoisting the cup, but getting there.
Yeah.
Winner of this series has a major bid to making it to the Stanley Cup Finals. If there's like two teams, like I don't look at any series and say, oh my God, either one of these could be the winner. Like either it's mismatched, either I think it's going to be a good series and it'll fizzle out like what I see in the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Florida series. This is the one where it's like, who wins this one? I'm really looking to get some exactas on them.
Yep. I mean, this is, I'm not shopping the Winnipeg exactas right now, actually. Yep. That's the mission after the show. I'll be out and about early in the morning trying to get them before they take them down. A lot of books in town haven't put them up, and I don't know why, and I know why, because it takes a lot of work, one, and two, they just don't want to take the bets until they get closer to the end.
Fair.
Which kind of stinks because I got some ridiculous prices on the baseball ones last year. Trying to recreate that magic. So the other series in the West, Edmonton's beating the Kings. I don't know if it's in six. I don't know if it's in five. I don't know if it's in seven. But Edmonton's going to win that series. Yep,
they fucking house them.
Vegas and Dallas, I swear, Vegas laid down against the Ducks in the last series to get to play Dallas because they beat them three times, all in December or earlier. I don't think that means shit. I think this is going to be a very, very difficult series for both teams. I have no idea who's going to win a series. I'm leaning Dallas because I think Dallas is built to get to the Western Conference Finals, let alone the path is right, and it's going to be a tough out for anybody. But I honestly don't know. I'm still torn. I haven't decided yet.
Well, and then the only thing that and part of the reason why, you know, I look at this series similar to the way that I look at the Maple Leaf series, where it's like, you know, okay, you got who you wanted to get, you know what I mean, in the Boston. Now, okay, let's see it, you know what I mean? Because exactly what you said, Vegas made sure that they got the matchup that they wanted to get in this one. Now you got it. What are you going to do with it? So that worries me a little bit, but also with the way that Vegas constructed their roster, they made it so that they were ready for the playoffs. You know what I mean? How they like defer money, how they defer that play. Like, it's just get in. They view the regular season as the preseason, so you can't come into this feeling like you know what Vegas is going to look like. Do they turn it on? Do they turn into that team that was last year? Recency makes me want to say yes, but I just can't bet that series price. I'm going to look to bet it game by game.
Yep, that's a tough one. All right, let's swing it to the basketball because we got NBA playoffs starting. You know, this is the ball portion of the show, and our guy that says he knows ball is not here.
And he doesn't know ball. He always gives us fucking losers. He doesn't know
ball. Yeah, I can't wait to see what this kid does. I bet he's going to be at the games at Madison Square Garden, but we'll get to that in a second. This portion of the show brought to you by Saks Ballpark Pouch Underwear reinvented, designed to reduce friction. This 3D hammock-shaped pouch keeps your man parts in place, features breathable mesh panels and non-chafing flat-out seams. And if Saks wants to send both Newbie and I underwear, reach out to both NewbieTalks@gmail.com and SportsBKConsig@gmail.com. That's the way to get in touch with us directly if it's not on the Twitter, @CashConsigShow. All right, Noobs, let's start in the West. We'll kind of work backwards here because we're going to, you know, focus on the East because we got interest in mind, you know. Lakers are winning how many games against Denver? Two?
Shit, the number's 1.5. I'm taking the under.
That's what I'm saying.
Fucking A.
The Lakers aren't beating Denver. No. All you Laker lovers and LeBron supporters, then guys, listen, they're just not – team-wise, not going to happen. One game, capable, putting up 40, carrying the team on his back. Let's go. Okay. 7-point favorites. Denver is the first game, Saturday night. Like Dubsy used to say, Saturday night. Big trouble.
All right.
Yeah. Series price, Denver win game one, Denver win series. Shop that around. It's -165 on DraftKings, and it's -240 on FanDuel.
Jeez.
I mean, that's a big difference.
That's a big difference.
Parlay it out. I think you can that's actually not a bad bet. The other game Saturday, Phoenix and Minnesota, Noobs. Suns, T-Wolves. T-Wolves have home court. They're favored by 1.5 in game one. They're a dog in the series.
T-Wolves plus money winning the series. Phoenix is fucking cooked. What are we doing here?
if you've watched all season long, them winning a game on the road is required to win this series. Exactly. I don't know if they're going to win a game on the road, dude.
And as far as I'm concerned, Karl Anthony Towns, best guy on the court for this series. Overall.
Well,
it's a big statement there.
Yeah. It's a small Minnesota series price. Phoenix is anywhere between -125, -140, wherever you shop. I think Minnesota, if you think Minnesota wins game one, you bet them in a series. You take them plus money because they're going to be favored after that. And then if Phoenix wins game two, then it'll flip back to this price. So this price is a little inside baseball from an odds maker standpoint, which I did for a long, long time. This is a split price. Somebody thinks that this is going to be a split in Minnesota. Fair. Zigzag theory. How many times are we going to hear that over the next couple of weeks, Noobs? I mean, can you say it in that voice? Go low. Zigzag theory.
The zigzag theory. Pee-pee-poo-poo-ca-ca. But now, Dave, it's not the zigzag. It's the modified zigzag. The modified zigzag is
modified.
Backwards. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I wasn't even aware that there was a modification.
Well, learn. You got to keep up. Well, keep up.
Got to keep up with the kids. Okay. The other series in the West, OKC to the one seed is going to play the winner. We're recording right now. It is over. New Orleans Pelicans going to play OKC.
Wait. That can't be. You got to check your numbers, Dave. I was told that New Orleans can't win without Zion and Miami can't win without Jimmy Butler. You have to make sure your numbers are correct because that doesn't sound. Everybody told me Jimmy Butler out. Heat lose, Zion out, Pelicans lose. So are you sure they're playing the Pelicans?
100% sure, sir. 105-98. Thank you for fact checking.
All right.
They are going to play OKC in what? I don't know if anyone in the NBA offices in New York would have thought we're going to have OKC play New Orleans, and one of them, too, is going to advance.
Yeah.
And it's probably going to be OKC. Nobody saw that one coming.
Yeah, that's how I know I haven't watched the NBA this year. Like, I'm looking at the teams that are in the playoffs, and I'm like, what the fuck happened? We're talking about Orleans and we're talking about the Magic and the Cavs, and we're talking about the Thunder. And I mean, like, what are we doing? What has happened in the NBA?
Yeah, it's changed a little bit. Yeah, there's more than two teams in the NBA.
So great.
Contrary to people's belief.
So great.
Dallas and the Clippers. This is the best series of the first round. This is going to be electric. Luka on the road. Yeah, I think the Clippers are going to answer the bell. People are ready to just discount them and put them away.
James Harden.
Yeah, you know. Actually, you know ball. And you know James Harden. You've seen this before.
That's like that's my handicap on this series. It's James Harden, Dallas in six.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think Dallas advances, but I think it's harder than they think. And would it surprise me that the Clippers win all the home games? Yes, it would, but I think they can trade and win on each other's floor. You just said it. The East is a mess. And I don't even know what to say about Orlando, Cleveland, but they're playing on Saturday.
Like, what are we
early
doing?
In the morning out west, 10 a.m. You'll probably be at the beach or you're walking the dog. I know I'm not going to be watching this because I'll be on Sports Grid at noon.
I'll be living.
So I'm
going to
go get some air.
Yeah,
there's no chance I'm watching this game. But Orlando's a live dog. Let's put it that way. I think they are.
Yeah, no, you want to lay it with Cleveland, folks? Be my guest.
Enjoy it. That's like in the book, we'd say, you know, bring in money to the counter. Yeah. Let's go. Deposit in your account. Bet it. Good luck. Boston's going to crush Miami. But it's going to be a hard series game by game because Miami is not going to just roll over. Like they can play.
No.
Coach.
Yeah, it's going to be
okay.
Yeah. If I could trade the Sixers beating the Knicks. Like, if I would trade, like, Sixers lose to the Knicks, but Boston loses to the Heat, I would make that trade.
Oh.
I would make that trade. Because, I'm a Jimmy Butler guy, you know? I'm a Jimmy Butler guy.
You always have been. You got that great Heat jersey. One of the first times I met you, you were wearing that great Heat jersey. Fire. Is the dog okay?
Looking. I thought I had the jersey over here, but I just
Thought you were looking over. I thought Winnie was coming on the show.
No. Luckily, she can't climb the stairs yet, so she's locked.
Oh, wait till that happens. Huh. Oh, just keep a gate down there as long as you can. That's a whole new world if that happens. Speaking of a whole new world, Indiana is playing Milwaukee. No Giannis, and Indiana's favored in the series, favored in game one at Milwaukee. Indiana's obviously yeah, I was going to say a live dog. They're not a live dog. Winnie is a tremendous dog, no matter what Yanisi says. But Indiana's a small favorite. Is Milwaukee a live dog? I mean, is that even right to say?
I mean, I'd love to say, like, all right. So if it's a game-by-game basis, right, if we weren't talking about the playoffs, I want to bet on Milwaukee without Giannis. In a seven-game series, I can't bet it with Yanisi's money. I just can't. So if anything, this is just, I don't want to lay points on the road with the Pacers, but I sure as shit am not betting in a seven-game series, game after game after game, Milwaukee without Giannis. I can't do it. I'm not doing
Can't do it. I don't think he's coming back. Like, that's the thing. If he comes back, is he healthy? Is he not?
No.
I mean, the question of health of your superstar leads us to the last actual matchup of the first round of the NBA playoffs. And I was thinking we need to have a little music. We bring in a show every week or every day with music. Do you have anything for this for this series?
Yeah, do you hear that? Do you hear that? It's the Sixers song. The Sixers song. Different. Oh, yeah, it's kind of sounds like the sad Hulk music when the Hulk's walking away. Lou Ferrigno's real sad. Because the Sixers are going to be walking off into the sunset. Real sad, Dave. I mean, they're in trouble. They're in trouble.
Trouble?
They're in trouble, man. I mean, I hate to say this, and Yanisi's going to say, it's because you're a fucking fraud. It's because you're a fraud. You don't support your team. You're nothing. You're nobody. Well, I'm here. I'm here on the show, Yanisi, and I'm saying Sixers are in a bad way because there's people in this space, Dave, in the gambling space, that are saying that Embiid was sandbagging, right? He wasn't really hurt. He was sandbagging in the play-in game. He was sandbagging. Trust me, I've seen this story. This is what happens. Oh, Embiid is a broken down gas station. Oh, he came back too soon because I love Joel Embiid. I will die for Joel Embiid. You know, I'm your boy too, newbie. You know I love you too. You're my man.
Joel.
You're my man.
Are you healthy, Joel?
You think I was sandbagging, Dave? You saw I couldn't even move out there, man. I couldn't even move out there. All right, Embiid, get out of here. Go to sleep.
You got a game in the morning.
What is wrong with you? Thank you for coming, though. You got anything to eat downstairs? All right, go back down there. All right. So, what, Dave, we were talking. And here's the problem. Like, this is what happens. Is why I love Embiid is because he's so fucking dialed in. He has his finger on the goddamn pulse. But the issue with him having the finger on the goddamn pulse is that he wants to come back too soon because he knows the fans are pissed off. He knows that the pundits are saying, oh, every single playoffs he gets hurt. He shouldn't be on the court right now. He is hurt. Without Embiid, what, you think Batum is going to be going off every single night? What are we doing? Maxey, he might get him a couple games. Knicks in seven. It's going seven.
I don't know if I can take it. If this kid comes back to the show
He's a fraud.
I'll give him credit.
He's a fraud.
But if he waits until this series is over because he's ducking you.
No.
I mean, that's going to be complete disrespect. Yeah. Tweet at him.
He'll
at
hop in.
Tony Yanisi.
Yeah, and he's going to hop into the text when the Knicks win. Any game that they win, I fucking told you, you're a fraud. You were big. Yeah. That's the only time he texts in the group. It's ridiculous. Oh. It's either that or besmirching my dog's good name.
Yeah. Do you have anything that Tony has said before available that you could just, like, get his thoughts at least quickly on this?
I personally think that Anthony is being a little bit of a bitch.
Daniel Alexander, you just laid that out so beautifully, dude. I mean,
it's a good point.
If I could agree with anything more, I couldn't.
Honestly, if he could agree with anything more, he couldn't. It's straight from the horse's mouth, Dave.
Thanks for coming in, Tone. Appreciate that. That was great. I mean, that's a perfect summation. I don't even know what to even say after that, other than that's the show. We've got a couple. Do you have any lacks going on? Anything happening?
Wake up early because Air Force is winning. They're playing Jacksonville. Dave, it's 30 and snowing tomorrow.
What?
In Utah, where the Air Force team is going to be playing. Jacksonville ain't playing in the snow. Lay it with the Air Force Academy.
Unbelievable. Excellent work. I'm going to give people a couple baseball Saturday specials.
Ooh.
Arizona's a dog against San Francisco, and I don't know why they did it tonight against Snell. And they're going to do it again tomorrow. That's a midday game, 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern. Milwaukee, they made a dog against St. Louis. I don't know why. Boston is a small dog against Pittsburgh. The Pirates with Keller are going to win, and that game is probably going under. That's all I got other than this beautiful City Connect Phillies so hat nice. That I got from the boys back east, who you sang on their show, Billy Schwime in the locker room, and those guys, they want you back on the show. Josh Hennig asked me specifically, can you get Dan to come back on the show? Absolutely, I can, to talk basketball, lacrosse, anything else. I mean, you could even talk soccer. Word on the street.
Apparently. I gave out three. I mean, what was my favorite play? I don't even fucking remember what it was. Columbus Crew, team total over a half goal. There's an MLS play for you.
Zach Wheeler is pitching against the White Sox tomorrow. The White Sox are the worst team in baseball. They're a go against pretty much every day. It's heavy juice, but the Phillies are going to win that game. That's going to do it for the boys. And we went CC 20 plus 7, but that's okay because it's not the same song. Dave Sharapan, Dan Alexander, Cash Considerations, No Onion Eatsy, send us out.
You a bitch, you a fraud, you a fraud, you a bitch.
Yo, we've been all around the world.
Been all around the world.
Help, Pop.
All around the world.
I came for the party to get naughty, get my rocks on.